AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A man armed with an automatic weapon opened fire on a police van in the heart of Paris, killing one officer, wounding two others before he was shot to death by other police. AP's Lori Hinnett reports.
Police are telling us that the attacker seemed to be acting alone, and the area was sealed off. The shooting took place just as France's presidential candidates were appearing on national television in a question and answer session.
Investigators say they are looking for any possible accomplices. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. Two Seattle police officers have been shot, one in critical condition, as they responded to a convenience store robbery. Deputy Police Chief Carmen Best says one suspect is injured, one is in custody, and they're looking for another.
We do have a third suspect that is not in custody and at large. He is described as a black male, 5'11", about 250 pounds, wearing glasses and a Seahawks beanie and black clothing.
A 15-year-old girl who was taken from her Tennessee town by her 50-year-old teacher is said to be healthy and unharmed after being found in a remote area of Northern California. Jason Whatley, lawyer for her family, says they're relieved.
A wonderful family that has been through so much. The emotion that they've experienced really can't be described with the English language, in my opinion.
The teacher, Tad Cummins, is in custody, facing state and federal charges. Prison officials in Arkansas are preparing to carry out what could be the state's first execution since 2005. Liddell Lee is scheduled to be put to death tonight by lethal injection. He still has a pending request for a reprieve in federal court. Plans to execute a second inmate, Stacey Johnson, were dropped after the state Supreme Court said it would not reconsider his stay. This is AP Radio News. President Trump criticizes Iran's behavior under the nuclear agreement. Sagar Meghani has more.
Just this week, his own State Department said Iran is at least technically complying with the deal, in which it got sanctions relief for rolling back key parts of its nuclear program. The president's not sold.
They are not living up to the spirit of the agreement.
Warning the U.S. is debating whether to leave the pact.
We're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future.
As a candidate, Trump vowed to rip up the deal or renegotiate it, but has not said just what he will do since taking office. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A top Massachusetts official says the medical examiner will release Aaron Hernandez's brain to Boston University for research as soon as the investigation into his apparent suicide is complete. Hernandez's lawyer, Jose Baez, had accused the medical examiner of illegally holding the brain of the former NFL star. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.